Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I know you're going to light up every single phone line because this is our monthly prayer show. We at the beginning of every single month, it's whom or what are you praying for? It's a very active show. We believe in the power of prayer. We also need your praise reports. So start lighting up those phone lines and give those prayer requests to us because we believe in the power of prayer, and we have seen miracles, okay? And I'm going to share more about that on the special feast day of Saint Therese of Lisieux, and also known as the Saint Teresa of Child Jesus and the Little Flower. You know who she is. Saint Therese is so popular. She is amazing, and she is she's so incredible and very active in our lives. If you have a story about Saint Therese, go ahead and call it in because it builds confidence in prayer. And also, I wanted to share with you about yesterday's show, but let me give the number because this is our prayer show on this great feast day of Saint Therese of Lisieux. Here is the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Matt is on the phones. He'll answer and you'll get to chat with him and he'll put you on hold. You get to listen live. I'll slip you in and to the discussion and we'll have your requests heard by the entire world who's ever listening right now. So start praying, you guys. We pray the rosary. We go to adoration. I'll start the first prayer at the end of this broadcast, but then you got to keep going. Go to mass, prayer and fasting. Don't forget to add fasting. Very important. If you want to give us the first name of the person we are going to be praying for, I'll put that first name in the book because we like to pray specifically. So don't forget that. That's important. When you talk to Matt, you can just let him know you're willing to give first names. If you're not, that's okay. God knows whose child it is and who's a parent. And, you know, God knows everything. God sees everything. So don't worry about that. And if you don't get your prayers on air today, after the show, Charles is our producer. We collect everything. We put everything in the book. We start praying, and we do expect those praise reports though, guys, because it's very important. You can hear kind of the intensity in my voice, and that is because we've got a lot of calls and a lot of people are going through things that are really difficult in this time we live in. So we're going to try to get as many calls on air as possible. Hopefully we'll get maybe even if we can get 20 calls today, that would be fantastic. But we always get comments that come in as well. So I'll give you the number. This is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today on the 1st of October, the 1st of the month. And it's a great feast day, the feast of St. Therese of Lisieux, Teresa of the St. Therese of the Little Flower of the Child Jesus. So beautiful. I just love her. She is, wow, Story of a Soul. Make sure you guys read it, Story of a Soul, her autobiography. And I'll share some quotes about prayer that Saint Therese had to say, and she was so, so brilliant about it. She did it in such a simple but profound way to connect to God. And we'll talk about that. I'll try to weave that in. Real quickly, I wanted to share about yesterday's show. Charles Beery and I had a little meeting after the show, and we decided that we were going to place an angel stories show of all about the angels once a month because of the abundance of calls and comments we got yesterday. Okay, so today is we're really focusing on prayer. So just know that we'll do a show once a month. And I will talk a little bit about guardian angels, of course, tomorrow because it's a feast of the guardian angels. And remember, there's a potential partial an indulgence there if you say the guardian angel prayer. Lots to cover today, and I'm going real fast. So please stick with us, stay with us, and call in at 833-288-EWTN. Whom or what are you praying for? 833-288-3986. You can also text your prayer requests in. It's super easy. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your brief. You can ask a question, a praise report, or put in your prayer request, and just know that message and data rates may apply. So this is a great day to have this show on the feast of Saint Therese. So I love that. We're all set to go. We've got some open phone lines. We'd love to hear from you. So please start calling as quickly as you possibly can. And the number, okay, we're going to get to Marianne in just a moment. The number that I want to give you is 833-288-EWTN, 833, See, I'm going too fast. Let me slow down. 833-288-3986. I'm going to try really hard to get as many calls in as possible. I'm on this quest to see how many folks we can bring on air with us. So just bear with me on this. I'm trying something new today. I don't know if it's going to work. That means I'm turning on my New Jersey speed, but I'm going to actually slow down because I think my heart's palpitating. Okay, we're going to get to Marianne. We can get her before the break, which is exciting. So Marianne is calling in from Dickinson, North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Marianne. Welcome to our prayer show.
Hi. Thank you. My prayer is for that the babies win in this election. May heaven intervene in this election. We got to storm heaven for this election.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We join you in that. Absolutely. So I love how you said that the babies win. You know, we have to care for the most vulnerable. Absolutely. Marianne, I've got that in the book at the top. Well, actually, it's right below the victims of Hurricane Helene and all the storms that have been happening, because I've been watching the death toll and the devastation. It is horrible. So I put that on the top of the prayer book. I just want to let our folks know, please pray for all of those fine folks that have lost everything because of these storms and the hurricane. But then right underneath that, Marianne, is your prayer intention. I also put you, Marianne, and for anybody in your family and any private personal prayer intentions. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. You have a beautiful soul. Thank you for being first up on this wonderful prayer show at the start of October. And, you know, we're definitely praying with St. Therese, St. Therese today, because for your prayer intentions. She is such a powerful saint. St. Therese of Lisieux. And I love her. She is so great. She's great with the priests. She's the patron saint of priests. And there's so many things that she has given to this world. And now she's doing more now that she has moved on into heaven and with her parents. Her parents are saints as well. And I understand, I heard from Adam Bly today that she's appeared with her parents as well. This is an exciting day today. We got a lot to cover, not a lot of time to do it. So that's why I'm talking real fast. But please call us 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Okay, now I can slow down. We've got full phone lines. We've got the chats going. We've got the comments coming in. We've got Facebook. On the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, you can put your prayer intentions there as well. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment. I wanted to share with our listeners Church Pop and the email you can receive about Church Pop. Church Pop takes a fresh and fun look at the news shaping our world today, featuring engaging, inspiring, and informative Catholic social media content. Find it on Snapchat, Instagram, and on the web at churchpop.com. And you can get Church Pop directly into your email inbox. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. I love Church Pop. We had the creator of Church Pop on Take Two a couple years ago, and actually I was thinking of Charles. We should make a note of it and have him back again, because it's so true that they have such cool articles, and they do it with a nice kind of sometimes a humorous spin to it, which I love, because I think that lets us just breathe a little and get this material and information to us, which is very important and powerful in our spiritual lives. But it doesn't have to be so incredibly heady. So I love that. Okay, thank you, Church Pop, if you're listening, the creators. Okay, we're going to get to our second call today, and that is Kelly from Vermont, and she's listening on the app. And is this true? Do we have a praise report, Kelly?
Oh, such a praise report.
I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Well, I went to visit a friend of mine, and we went to dinner, and she shared the story with me that her niece, who was pregnant with twins, was scheduled to deliver them by C-section today, actually, but had to be life-flighted and emergently delivered by C-section. And it went very badly. The babies were okay, but she was not, and she hemorrhaged so badly, and they couldn't control it for like 24 hours. So they went back in and they did a hysterectomy, and they still could not control the bleeding. And she just kept getting worse and worse. They had to intubate her. They had to put her into a medically induced coma. And then her kidney shut down and she stopped producing urine. So she was basically dying. Mm-hmm. And as she was telling me this story, I said to her, I heard this little voice in my head, this little quiet voice that said, "You have a relic in your purse." And I do. It wasn't I have a relic in my purse. It was you have a relic in your purse. And I carry in my wallet a second-class relic of Blessed Miguel Augustine Pro because I love him. Wow. And I said to her, "Is she Catholic?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Do you think her mother would let me, or her family would let me go in with this relic and pray with her?" And she said, "Let me ask." And so she texted her mother, and she said, "Yes, absolutely." So I drove up to New Britain from Mystic the next day. It's about an hour drive, not a big deal. And I went in, and I couldn't go in because the husband was kind of out of it, and he couldn't give permission one way or the other. Mm-hmm. He was kind of just not really cooking on all four burners, understandably. And so I sent her mother in with it, and I said, I explained it to her, I showed it to her, and I said, "Just place this on Corey and ask Miguel to intercede for her. Ask him to obtain for her healing so that she can go home with these new babies and her three children always home." So the next day, she started showing signs of improvement.
Wow.
Like, miraculously. And then they were able to extubate her, and they were able to stop the dialysis, and this just kept happening. And then, like, 2 days later, she was sitting up in a chair, completely alert and oriented, and met her babies for the first time. But she was so close to death.
Okay, we're going to have to try to compose ourselves, because I'm an emotional wreck, and I'm getting messages coming in. Everybody's saying, "Wow, I cannot believe this is a miracle. Praise God." Okay, a couple things. Did she realize the power of the relic? Did she realize that?
Pardon me?
Did she realize the power of the relic that you had?
Did she? I don't know. I haven't spoken to her, like the patient, myself, but my friend, Patty, her aunt, who is not Catholic, she is beginning to like, yeah, like, wow, this is so weird, you know, in her mind. But yeah, there's things, and I've been praying that this would, like, bring them closer to God, all of them, no matter what the outcome.
Well, sure.
And of course, I have such a devotion to Blessed Miguel. I received this relic when I went to Mexico City on pilgrimage in 2019. It's just a little piece of cord from his cassock that they gave us in the museum underneath the church that was supposed to be his before, you know, they took over the churches.
Right.
He never actually became a pastor, but he's just such a beautiful saint. And I just want to bring attention to him, because I want him canonized. He's just, and I just want people to turn to him. He's just such a beautiful, beautiful, holy soul.
I so agree with you. Remember the movie that came out a few years back? Was it For Greater Glory? Was that the movie?
Greater Glory. I know. I had to watch that again last night. I watched it multiple times, and I was a mess through the whole thing.
Me too. A powerful movie. Okay, so we're getting a lot of messages coming in. One thing that folks wanted to tap into, I mean, when you said about you heard this gentle voice said, "You have a relic." So clearly you were getting a message, whether it was from your guardian angel or from one of the saints or all of the saints or all the angels, somebody was tapping you to say, "You have a relic." And that was very, so a couple things about this. Thank you, first of all, for saying yes and being open to that voice, that gentle voice. Thank you for responding in such a direct way and then asking the questions, you know, are they receptive to it? Because that's important for the relic and to, but it was, I think that is so incredible that you have this beautiful relationship with the saints, and you have an understanding, a depth. So Kelly, the reason why I'm saying this is an amazing praise report. And I put everybody that you mentioned in the book, and God knows who everybody is and the babies and everything. Okay. So they're all in the book, but Kelly, you do realize this is just the beginning. because you said yes like that, because you responded like that, this is just the beginning. So be ready for that.
I will. And that voice was my angel. I have such a close relationship with my angel.
There you go. So it was your angel. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's beautiful. Yeah. See, Kelly, this is okay. Keep us posted. This is amazing. Praise be to God. And I think what is shocking everybody in such a beautiful way is that how fast she was recovering. Were you just as equally stunned by that?
I was, but I wasn't. I had this peaceful feeling that she was going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I mean, I don't know anything. I'm nobody, but I wasn't shocked because I know that God works this way. Mm-hmm. But I was just so happy about it.
Right. Right. Wow. And I put you in the book as well for any of your prayer intentions, prayer requests for yourself and for your family, and to also to surround you with blessings and graces, because this is, like I said, this is just the beginning. Why do I say that? Using, you know, Blessed Miguel Pro, other saints, other holy men and women of God, when we become friends with them, and you have, okay, when we become friends with them, there's a mission, there's a continuation. It's not one and done with all the saints. It goes on, it spreads. So that's just why I wanted you to be ready for that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, keep us posted. This is huge. I've got, because of your call, I got an abundance of messages coming in. So thank you for sharing with us. We really, really appreciate it. Okay, we're going to move to Julie. I've got room for you. We've had a couple drop off. I think they might have left their comments. I've got room for you at 833-288-EWTN. Whom or what are you praying for? Or if you have a praise report, or if you want to just comment about any of the calls or what we're talking about the wonderful holy men and women of God, the angels and saints. It's just incredible. 833-288-3986. Okay, Julie, you've been waiting so patiently, and you're outside Sioux City, Iowa on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Thank you for allowing me to come on. As I've been listening to your program, I want to have this both be a prayer and a praise report. First, I'd like to ask that people pray for the repose of the soul of my husband. He was killed in a motorcycle accident 18 months ago in India.
Oh, no.
And I would just like to ask that people pray for him. He was a very generous man, and I want to give praise to God for bringing us together, for enabling us to share 25 years together and having four beautiful children.
Mm.
And I also want to praise you for all the work that you're doing with your message. It's so important, and your message is so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. But our hearts are breaking. Do you feel comfortable giving us your husband's first name?
François. He was a Frenchman.
Mm-hmm.
We met in London, and we had a wonderful life together. He was just an incredible man. He was kind of five men in one, and I feel very blessed to have been his wife for 25 years. I have a rosary that was given to me by my grandmother, and it was a silver rosary that she'd given to her husband that said it was for their 25th wedding anniversary, and I used it, and I had hoped that we could get to 25 years because of mm-hmm. praying with that every day, and we did. And but he, as I said, he was killed in a mm-hmm. motorcycle accident.
You know, I don't know if there's any words we can share with you, Julie. I have to tell you that our hearts are just breaking because we can hear the pain that you're carrying as the wife and then as a mother of your family, for your sweet husband. But the beauty of what you're sharing right now is it sounds like with the rosary and your strong faith, you're going to get through this and your family
Thank
will
you.
Get through this. Yeah. But what can we say? I mean, it's tragic. I mean, to lose your spouse that way. And it sounds like you said he was over in India. So were you able, like, may we ask, were you able to get over there, or was he able to come home, or was he brought home?
So that's a whole story in itself. I thankfully, with my wonderful brother and his wife, we went to India, and you know, the way it was, in our relationship, my husband always wanted us to be buried in the mountains in France. But that place, there wasn't enough room for a body, so we had to have him cremated there. And that was just the most incredible experience in India. It was absolutely beautiful. So we had him cremated, and my brother had all these prayers given to him by a Catholic priest. And then we had a separate mass when we brought his cremated remains back to France.
Okay.
But it was as if the angels were carrying us along, because we didn't know where we were going.
Sure.
And we were taken out literally into the middle of nowhere outside of Jodhpur, India, in Rajasthan. I'd never been to India before. And in fact, it was kind of ironic. I felt like this was, my husband, he was a bit of a jokester. You know, he was always trying to get me out of my comfort zone. And he wanted us to go to India. And I was like, listen, there's a lot of other places I'd rather see first. So in the end, you know, he got me to India. And it was spectacular. And the people were amazing. And they have, you know, different traditions around death. And that was beautiful to see. You know, they have a lot of joy around death. And so it was an incredible experience. And in fact, although I miss my husband, this process of death has actually brought me closer to a lot of people that I would not have, you know, been in contact with, that I wouldn't have heard their perspective of my husband, because they worked with him. A lot of men, he had a strong leadership position with men. And so in a weird way, or in a very precious way, a mystical way, this has also been a beautiful process because of what I've been exposed to. So again, with the praise to God for opening up all of these channels with different people.
Yeah. See, you have a beautiful outlook. I mean, it's only been 18 months, so you're still in the grieving process. And Francois was very lucky to have you. You're strong. You're very strong. I hope your kids appreciate you. Huh? Do they?
Thank you. They do. They do. They're wonderful. They really do.
Good. Well, we want to journey with you. You know, when the body of Christ is hurting, we're all hurting. When we've experienced a loss, we've when one of us goes through it, all of us go through it. And so we're here for you. And I put, as you were talking, I was making notes. I put you all in the book. You, the kids, you said four children?
Yes, four children. Paul, Josephine, Mary, and Pierre.
Oh, nice, Pierre. I love that. Okay, so we've got everybody in the book. You're our family. And thank you for sharing with us this story of your marriage, your beautiful marriage, your family. And that's important. We need to hear that. And when loss happens, we grow. We grow from it. We have to grow from it. We can't stay stuck in the grieving process. But you're still early. I mean, 18 months is still actually considered early. And so it's still very difficult. But as we learn and grow, like you're saying, and you expand and you say, well, I met this. The angels carried us. I've learned new things. And good comes out of things that can be very, very painful. So, Julie, we love you. Thank you for sharing with us.
Much. Thank you for all your great work. Thank you.
Thank you for the kind words. You're bringing tears to my eyes, and I got to hold it together for the rest of the show. But thank you so much. Gail had dropped off from West Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. We got your prayer request for that young person with cancer. But if you want to call back, please do so at 833-288-3986. We'll be right back with your calls and your comments. Okay, this is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today. We're storming heaven, guys, and we believe in the power of prayer. So if you'd like to jump in and share a prayer intention, a request, or praise report, now is the time to do it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833 833- 888-288-3986. And we do have some open phone lines because I guess folks dropped off. Another shout out to Gail in Texas if you'd like to call back. We're going to get to Dawn in just a moment from listening on Annunciation Radio in Ohio in just a moment. But everybody hold on. Let's fill up a couple more phone lines with some prayer intentions and requests. 833-288-3986. If you're listening to us in South Carolina, your station needs to hear from you this week. Catholic Radio in South Carolina will air their annual Radiothon today through Saturday on all four of their AM and FM stations. So if you're listening upstate or the low country of South Carolina or anywhere, remember to support your EWTN Catholic radio station. And also Catholic Radio Network is having their pledge drive as well. I just got done doing the morning hosting. That's out of Kansas and Missouri and Wyoming and Colorado. So please support anywhere that everybody's, I think Station of the Cross is having their pledge drive right now too. Everybody that's having pledge drives, please support them generously because we need Catholic radio now more than ever. This is what keeps us connected, guys. Catholic radio. Congratulations going out to our longtime EWTN radio partner, Archangel Radio, serving Mobile, Alabama, is celebrating 14 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Ellen Taylor and her team at WNGL, Archangel Radio. I love saying that. From your friends here at EWTN. Okay, we're going to move back to the phones. There is some open phone lines, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we are going to go to Dawn, and Dawn is in Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Dawn. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I love your program. This is the second time I've called in. And I wanted to make a comment about St. Therese of Lisieux. She has been such an influence in my life, and I've got a dear friend. His name is Larry, and he was diagnosed earlier this year with stage 4 prostate cancer. He's a devout Catholic, I am as well. And so we made a trip over to Canton to the Mother Angelica Museum, and then we went over to Blessed Rhoda Wise's house and prayed and sat in the Jesus chair, and St. Therese was such an influence, Therese was such an influence to Rhoda Wise. And we're just praying for miracles through Blessed Rhoda Wise, St. Therese of Lisieux, and of course Jesus. But he's doing pretty well, but we get the follow-up PET scan October 14th. So we'll get an answer then, right or wrong, but it has it's really influenced our lives. And then EWTN Radio, it was the reason that I was a convert, and I just love it. I can't get enough of the radio and radio station. I'm in Annunciation Radio in Toledo. And oddly enough, EWTN now maintains the Rhoda Wise House in Canton, so other people can come in and sit there. So.
Well, and I was there as well. If you've listened for a couple years, I brought my friend and my husband went, and it was amazing. I sat in that chair as well. I sat in Rhoda Wise's rocking chair. I had some interesting things happen when I was there. I can tell you this, and I'm glad that you feel like it's brought you some comfort and peace as he's going through this journey. Your friend is going through this journey. But I will tell you that spiritually, there's such a feeling there of, would you agree? You know where I'm going with this. It's the oddest thing. Like I didn't want to leave. Did you want to leave? I didn't want to leave. It was a strange feeling I had. Like I wanted to stay there.
My husband and I went with the Annunciation Radio in the fall, last fall, and then I took my friend back in June, and he was so overwhelmed sitting in the chair.
Yep.
He was speechless, and we were most of the way home. I mean, he goes, I don't even have the words for it, Dawn. Something happened. And
exactly.
It was just such a, I don't know, spiritual moment for both of us.
Okay, so I just got it as you were talking. Your friend nailed it. When I went there, because I was having major issues, medical and health issues. And so I went there and I was going for the physical healing, right? I was going for the miracle. Right. And when I came, right. when I came out of that experience, I realized no matter what, I would be okay. That's what I got. And it's so interesting. As you just said that, I was able to just put words to it. And so now I'm getting very emotional because that's why I told everybody, you got to go to the Rhoda Wise House in Canton, Ohio. It's, you should just go. Don't wait for something to happen in your life. Just go and visit because it's the spiritual transformation that can happen as you visit when you know Jesus was there and talking to her and you see everything that you know he was present, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've spent a little time in the grotto as well, but mm-hmm. I think we both walked away with that, and we've become a lot closer friends. I've known him for a long time, and he just says, you know, I'm okay. The peace that this mm-hmm. man walks around with, he's such a testimony to his faith, and mm-hmm. He's got some other friends that are not faithful. They don't believe, mm-hmm. and they can't figure him out.
Well, you can't. Yeah, it's hard to figure out somebody when you see what they're going through, right? And you can you're assessing their situation, and people are going, "Oh my goodness, this is tragic. This is difficult. This is hard. This is a big cross." And you see the person joyful and happy. It's odd for people to experience that, and that's the reason why it's so deep inside the core of their soul and the beauty of that. Dawn, did you give us his first name? Do you feel comfortable or? No, if God knows who your friend is.
It's Larry.
Larry,
and,
that's
you know,
right.
One of the things that we talked about was the spiritual healing. And he mm-hmm. says, you know, I'm not living for this life. I'm living for the next. But it's just like he started living with the diagnosis. It's amazing because he looks at his grandchildren different. And he looks at his children. He's got a very close family.
Right.
But he really started living with his diagnosis. So
yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. He's a beautiful person.
Well, and Dawn, do us a favor, please, because when people are like that, when they're going through something really difficult and yet they can still be so incredibly spiritually connected, they have what I believe is a direct connection to God. Maybe next time you talk to Larry, ask him if he would remember the Take Two Family Intentions, because he would have a lot of movement. It would help. It's really, you know how it works. When people go through the most difficult times, they're the closest to Jesus.
Right. Okay. Right. Absolutely. Okay. I will. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you. And I put you in the book too, and any other personal prayer intentions for you and your family. Okay.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Right. God bless you. Alrighty. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to have a open phone line right now at 833-288-EWTN. Still time to get in on this whom or what are you praying for? 833-288-3986. Please call us if you want us to really storm heaven. Remember, I'll start with the Memorare, but you guys got to keep going, okay? This is Rosary Month. Very powerful. This is the feast day of St. Therese of Lisieux. We've had the Archangel Feast Day on Sunday. We had St. Jerome. We're going into the Guardian Angel Feast Day. We've got, St. Francis of Assisi coming up. We've got St. Teresa of Avila. This is a powerful, prayerful month. Bring all of your prayer intentions to this month. Pray the rosary. Very, very important that we do that on a regular basis. We know that Padre Pio, we just celebrated his feast day, September 23rd. He prayed 11, 12, 13 rosaries. Okay, so that's how important it was to him. So I'll get back to the phones in a moment. I just wanted to hit some of a social media, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Vicky says, prayers for a friend whose niece passed away. Oh, and for all other special intentions in my heart. Absolutely, Vicky. And we've got others as well coming in on social media. But let me get back to the phones because you guys have been waiting so patiently and I'm going to try to get to everybody. And again, Gail, I logged your prayer intention in for your special intention for the young person, 25-year-old with cancer. So Gail, it sounds like Gail couldn't call back. Okay, next caller is Erica. And Erica's from Newburgh, Indiana. I hope I got your city right, Newburgh, Indiana, and you're listening on EWTN.com. Did I get your city correct?
You did.
Okay, thanks, Erica. Thank you. Go right ahead.
So I'm calling today with a couple prayer requests that you would add, that you would put me and my niece in your prayer book. So I was diagnosed about 5 or so years ago with a rare inner ear disease called Meniere's disease.
Mm-hmm. I know it very well.
Mm-hmm. You know it well.
I do.
So it's different for different people. My symptoms is I've lost hearing, and I also experienced the vertigo that comes with that. So that is very disruptive, of course, to my life and to my job. I care for children in a child care program. So I would love to be healed of that, or at least having the vertigo taken away. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also praying for my niece, Kiri. She was diagnosed, and I don't even know the name of it because I never heard of it before, but it's a very, very rare condition where brain fluid leaks, and it leaks out of your spine somewhere. So mm-hmm. she's gone through processes where the surgeon tries to determine where the leak is coming from. They have never been able to determine that. So she had what was called a blind blood patch done last week, where they just injected her blood into different areas and in her back, in hopes that it will have hit where that leak is and then patch that up.
Right.
But with this, she has zero quality of life, sleeps all the time, constant migraines, no energy. And she has a young child at home. So it's just, it's really, really bad for her. Mm-hmm. Her situation is much worse than mine, you know, but we both definitely need prayer. And then just one final prayer I wanted to add, if it's okay, it would be for my son. He is battling some minor depression over his marriage, his work situation, and just kind of downtrodden.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Tyler.
Tyler. Now, did you say this was your niece? I got Tyler in the book. Did you say your niece?
Yes, my
okay.
niece. And her name is Kiri. It's K-I-R-I.
That's what I was going to ask you. K-R-I-R-I. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a couple things I'm sensing. I'm just going to throw it out there and you do what you mm-hmm. want with it. Where is everybody with the faith?
I am Catholic. Mm-hmm. My niece is what you would just call Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son is, I don't even know what you would say. He would tell you that he believes there is a God,
mm-hmm.
but he does not practice any particular faith. He would lean more towards Christianity,
okay.
if
okay.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Are you able to go to church with the vertigo and everything? Because that's really difficult. Meniere's disease is very debilitating. People don't realize it because you're not showing any outward signs, but it is a difficult thing to deal with. Are you
right.
able to get around?
Yes, as long as I'm not having vertigo. It's not a constant.
Okay. So you're able to go to church without getting dizzy?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. A couple things. If you just put this and pray about it and see if you can do this, Erica, because here's what I think is really important about this. It sounds like your family, your extended family too, needs a little bit of a spiritual boost. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get that, is there one person in the family, I'm going to tap you for a moment, but is there somebody else in the family that is a really strong prayer warrior beside yourself?
Not really.
Okay.
I would say that the biggest one would be my mom,
mm-hmm.
but she used to be Catholic. She left the church,
okay.
is Protestant, but doesn't
okay.
go to church anymore. But it's
all right.
still very faith-filled.
Got it. Well, that's good. You can read scripture with her and pray with her. So that's wonderful. Okay. What
uh-huh.
I need you to do is really be that prayer strength and that leader in your family, for the entire family. Now, Erica, this is going to sound weird because I know you're going through a lot with Meniere's. I know it so well because I have family members with Meniere's. I have friends with Meniere's, and I watch them go through it. So I know the ins and outs of their ups and downs of their days and everything. But when you're feeling good, if you can bring in a little bit of fasting, and it doesn't have to be from food, Erica, it can be a fasting from something else, and apply it to the benefit of your entire family and your own situation that you're going through. Also, to have you been anointed? Have you been anointed by a priest?
If I have, it's been a long time ago.
Okay, why don't you think about
it? It wouldn't have been for Meniere's.
Okay, think about going again and asking Father, and then also ask if Father can bless your home, if your home hasn't been blessed, and bring in sacramentals and some relics if you have any go-to saints, anybody you feel very close to, in the heavenly realm, please lean on them. Typically, when things are happening and it's like this domino effect and it spreads out and it goes to extended family members, a lot of times the family needs like a reset. Okay, I don't know if that's can be applied to your family, but sometimes the family just needs a reset, and that includes the spiritual reset. And so it takes one person to do that, because you got to have a person that has somewhat of authority with the family. Okay, so that would be you. So we're gonna pray that you have the strength and to do this and see if you really dedicate it to prayer, and make sure you include yourself. Don't forget yourself. Okay. Because we serve a big God. So don't be limiting God. Don't say, well, I just want to pray for my niece or just pray for my son. You pray for yourself too. Absolutely. And let's see where we go with this. But if you take it on, we're going to be praying that you get that support. Okay.
Okay. And in regards to the fasting, like how often do you think I should be doing that?
Sure. It can be so small, and it can be once a week. It only takes a little. A little goes a long way with God. People don't realize that. A little goes a long way. Okay.
And you mentioned that I should get sacramentals. And what was the other thing that you said for my home?
Holy water, blessed salt, blessed oil. But go to your parish there and maybe see if the priest can come and do an anointing at your house and also bless your house. You need to kind of reset the whole thing, mm-hmm. just to give you some spiritual strength. Okay. We're going to go for the physical healings. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But let's go for the soul first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie. I have written that down, and
oh, good.
I will get on that.
Yeah, we've got, and I just was reminded by the Take-Two family to tell you, I love the Take-Two family. They said tell you to lean on your guardian angel as well. So lean on your guardian angel big time, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Will you keep us posted? We're going to be praying, so keep us posted. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Ambrose on YouTube, I'm waving, says, please pray for Esther for healing and all the sick. And let me give the number. I think I could have time to squeeze in a couple more. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. You guys called in and then dropped off and then called in again. I think you're leaving comments or going on now on YouTube and Facebook. That's fine. Charles and I will gather all the comments and put them in the prayer book. But I want to make sure that we get to as many people as possible. So if you want to voice your needs on air so that the whole world can hear it so they can start praying right now, please call in quickly. Don't wait any longer. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Here comes some more calls. Okay, Betsy on YouTube. I'm praying and I'm waving. I'm praying as I'm doing the show. It's kind of interesting. Please pray for my stepmother, Beverly, who was diagnosed with cancer. Absolutely, Betsy. Stacy on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, for my mom's soul, my dad's soul, and the souls in purgatory. Oh, yes. Yes, please. You know what? We have to pray for the unborn, and we pray for the elderly, and we pray for what's going on in the world, and all the folks that are devastated by Hurricane Helene and the other hurricanes and storms. We're praying for everybody there. We're praying for all that's going on with the wars and all the disturbances in the Middle East and Ukraine and everywhere. Okay, we're praying for the world, okay? But guys, we got to pray for the souls in purgatory. Because apparently they are, the souls in purgatory are somewhat reaching out. I've heard recently there's a lot of activity of the souls in purgatory reaching out and asking for prayers. So when they're reaching out, we pray quickly, and so because they need to go on their way to the beatific vision, because that's what they want to do. And that's what they should do, but they want to get there quickly. So they don't want to stay in purgatory any longer. So our prayers help them move into the beatific vision, and they want to be with God, and so do we. And so they'll pay us back. Not that we're looking for paybacks, but the souls in purgatory will pay us back. They're very grateful, so they're going to be praying for us. Becca says, I pray daily for my mom, who passed away June 27th. Oh, Becca, so sorry. Your mom passed away June 27th. Ann says, my health and financial needs. Ellen says, my intentions and needs, absolutely. Paulette, for my friend undergoing a stem cell transplant. Okay, we've got more. This is a lot happening, guys. You guys have a lot going on, and it is very, very important that we get to everybody. So let's move to Angel. And Angel is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the iHeart Radio app. Hi, Angel.
Hey, Debbie, I just wanted to call in and offer some hope and assistance for the lady who called about the Meniere's and the spinal fluid. Mm-hmm. My husband had the same issue with the spinal fluid, and basically what happened was he would sneeze, he would look up, and he would just get an awful headache. So we went through the whole gamut with the neurologist and all of that, and what we were told is normally, 9 times out of 10, normally, the tear will heal itself, mm-hmm. and no type of surgery or anything is required. So I pray that that is what happens for her niece. And for the Meniere's disease, a lot of I had a twinge of it, not Meniere's in particular. I was diagnosed with something else. But inflammation is a huge factor in your ear issues in your body. So there's a lot of medical data out there that she could check on how she could regulate her diet to maybe reduce some of that inflammation.
For inflammation, yeah. You know, it was interesting that you said that, because I was actually going to bring that up. There's a lot happening all around because of just with what's happening with our food and our sources and what we're eating and what we're taking in and going out and going to restaurants, all sorts of stuff. So that you're absolutely spot on. As a matter of fact, my doctors were talking about that as well. So thank you for caring so very, very much. You're just a beautiful soul. Do you have any prayer intentions? It's anything you want, because Angel, I put you in the book.
Yeah, we all do. So I want to pray for my grandson Emil, E-M-I-L, who's mm-hmm. named after Emil Capone.
Oh.
He was, I think he was awarded posthumously the Congressional Medal of Honor. My son-in-law's in the military, so he has mm-hmm. a devotion to him. And he has a lot of issues sleeping. He's always had issues sleeping since birth. He's 13 months old. And my daughter, who is a cancer survivor herself, they are going through, I just got back from North Carolina, by the way, and they're going through it with him. So they're going to Duke to do a trial to see if there's some type of undiagnosed illness that he has, because it's not that he doesn't want to sleep. It's something you have to witness. I'm not sure what's going on there, but yes, please pray for them.
Okay. Got it all in the book. Thank you so much for trusting us, and thank you for caring about other souls and our Take Two family. You're beautiful. I love the name, Angel. Thank you. Okay. Aaron, I'm going to try it. Well, let's try it. Aaron in Franklin, Indiana, let's try to squeeze you in real quickly, because I got to pray. So can you go real fast?
Yes. For my mom's friend, Deb and Sam. Deb had to take her husband, Sam, to the hospital because he's been having complications with COVID for the last couple of weeks. And she herself was sick for the last week or so, but she's his caregiver because he also has other issues. So.
Mm. Okay. Got it in the book. And I've got you in the book as well. Okay. Anything else? Did you got it?
I just let you know that I called to pray for my coworker Chase last month.
Yeah.
And everything is working out well for him. His
car
fixed by the manufacturer, mostly, because even though it's an older car, it was a known problem. So they paid for most of the repairs.
Amazing. Wow. So prayers work, huh? Okay. Yep. There we go. Okay, the rest of our social media comments. Thank you so much, Erin. The rest of our social media comments and the rest of the calls, we'll pick up the calls. We'll get all of your comments. Let's pray, you guys. We go to Our Lady. This is the month of the Rosary. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come. Before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Saint Therese of Lisieux, pray for us. You guys, keep praying. Believe in the power of prayer. We've got another show planned for you tomorrow. Thank you to the show team. Thank you to the affiliates. You guys are doing great work. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.